Come close in, Sean.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أيضا في مقام آخر: لكل شيء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظم، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن، في العفاف وفي الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, honorable illustrious students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan as the best of all creation, ashraful makhluqat. And in order to realize and understand that we are the best of all creation, many places in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights and informs us about this important, great position Allah ta'ala has given us. For example, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great stress. Arabic language, we understand, lam what a zabar comes with stress. Qad also is for stress. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great stress, and this is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A loving father who's got love for his children, and he wants to put them on a very high position, and he has went through life, he knows the thick and thin. So now to explain to them that what is good for them, he explains to them what love, what kindness, he stresses the point upon them. So we find Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has created love, Allah Ta'ala, who is an embodiment of love, all the love of all the parents put together, and all the mothers in the world of all the different creatures, cannot be compared to one billionth of an iota of the love that Allah has got for his creation. And from his creation, the love that Allah Ta'ala has got particularly for insan. And then for insan, from insan, human race, Allah has got particular love for the believers. And from the believers, Allah has got great love for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how honorable, how fortunate are we? And to understand this point, we find Allah Rabbul Izzat has stressed over and over in the Qur'an Kareem that, O insan, understand, realize your position. I have made you, I have given you this position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. What great love, stressing to us that, O Bani Adam, karramna, we have given you great honor. We have given you honor, we have given you this high position, that you are ashraful makhlukat, you are the best of all creation. And what honor we have given you as far as dunya is concerned, وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. We see you are controlling the airspace, you are controlling the oceans also. One small human being, he is manning a big submarine. One small man is flying big planes. It's not within the ability of any human being to do this. It is only and only Allah Rabbul Izzat's special mercy, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's great love for us, that Allah has given us this honor. Allah has given us this ability. Otherwise, if a person just ponder and think, where can one small human being who's so weak, where can he handle a big truck? Where can he handle a big plane? A jet is flying in the air. At what speed? A submarine. Allahu Akbar. Huge ships. Insan. Allahu Akbar. So to say, you got control over the airspace. You got control over the oceans. Then you see small boys, particularly you go to the Asian countries, India, Pakistan. Small boys are controlling big elephants. Controlling buffaloes. Who has given us all this ability? It's not in anybody's ability. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have given you this honor that you have got control over all these things. And then not only that, وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. What special, delicious provisions Allah Ta'ala has made for us. What rosy and sustenance Allah has given for us is the combined sustenance, so to say, of all the creation of Allah. If you look at the animals, from the animals, each species only got one diet. All the time, for example, the cows, elephants only eat grass all the time. Whole life, that is their diet. Other animals, lions, those type of animals, they only eat meat. And what meat also, no spices, raw meat, and all the time that is their diet. So each creation has got his only particular diet, and that also Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's might and power. And this is what is this Islah Jalsa all about. To recognize Allah, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we haven't recognized Allah Rabbul Izzah, you don't recognize a position of any person, then you don't honor him, you don't respect him. For example, my honorable illustrious Shaykh Azmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Muntazirul Ali gives a beautiful example. He says, if you are hired in a company, and normally the director, the owner of the company, he doesn't interview the people that are going to work. He's got his managers in different departments. So one of his managers, he interviewed you, and he gave you the position to work. You under the impression that is your boss, but he's not your real boss. He's also under the big boss. The big boss, nobody really knows him. So you don't know the big boss. So you think that person who interviewed you, that manager, he's got a position whatever today with all the different name, technical names, etc. That is just an outward show of this dunya. That is no reality. So you think that is your boss. One day the head of the company, the owner of the company, he comes into the company for some work, and he sees you somewhere and he tells you, do this. You don't know him, so you tell him, no, I can't do this, I got some other work. I'm busy with some other work. He leaves you, he doesn't tell you anything, because he knows this man doesn't know who am I. And he carries on. So you carry on walking, you ask somebody in the office there who knows, you ask, that person told me to do this, who is he? He doesn't realize I got some other work, I'm very busy. He gave me this order. He says, that's the main boss. He's the owner of the company. Now when you meet him again, Allahu Akbar, how you'll bow down to him. So exactly the same. As our elders, Hazman Omar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, today we only understand Allah as in five letters. A-double-L-A-H. We only know Allah. Who is Allah? How great, how kind, how magnificent is Allah? How loving and kind is Allah? Allah Ta'ala mentions Himself, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Allah is extremely kind, very, very merciful. And the whole creation Allah Ta'ala is created out of the demand of the mercy of Allah. It is not that Allah needed to create any creation. Allah is not in need of any creation. Allah is not in need of malaika. Allah is not in need of insan. Allah is not in need of our ibadah. Then the thought comes to mind, and why did Allah create everything? Allah Rabbul Izzat informs us through the beloved lips of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. Allah sends wahi to Nabi Sawasam that inform all my servants, wa rabbukal ghaniyyu zur rahmah. That your Rabb, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Rabb. Rabb is who? That great being who brings something from non-existence into existence. We were not existing once upon a time. Now we come in the world, we get some strength, we get some knowledge, and we got some money in the pocket, we think we're somebody. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, insan, what is wrong with you? Just few days ago, hal ata ala al-insan heenum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Insan, now you come in the world, you got little strength, you got little power, you got little knowledge, you're giving some bayan, you think that I'm somebody. Allah Ta'ala says, you don't have 2 minutes, 1 minute also to ponder that lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Once upon a time you were non-existent. Not even your father, your mother knew about you. Nobody spoke about you. Then maybe when your mother realized that she's pregnant, then she must have told your father, let's go for a test, I think I'm expecting. Then they must have started just talking, Allah grant us a pious child, etc. But before that, nobody even spoke about you. You were non-existent. Who brought you into existence? Only and only Allah Rabbul Izzat has got the power and the qudrat and the right to claim and rightfully that Allah is Khaliq. Inna khalaqna al-insan. Insan, we created you. And from what? Min nutfa. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazir al-Ali will be addressing us after Asr or after Maghrib inshaAllah. Very, very important. And this is what is this Islam all about. That these friends of Allah who's got this love of Allah, this marifah, this recognition of Allah, they want to present this to us all. And once we get the marifah, the recognition of Allah, then Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness will come in the heart. As Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness comes in the heart, Allah's muhabbat comes in the heart. What Allah's muhabbat, whoever you love, al-muhibbu lima yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, nobody have to tell you follow that for your person. Today, sadly, we'll find students even in a Darul Loom, they love certain soccer star, certain cricket star. You see, they're wearing that type of cap, they're wearing that type of shoes, they're wearing Adidas and all this. Why? That particular star wears it. We don't know who's our star. These are our real stars, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will teach us and connect us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, all the other connections, you won't even worry really about it. All MTN, Vodacom, Celsi, all those connections will be by, you won't even worry about it. And particularly when we are students of deen, particularly when you're in search of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got no time for these useless activities. So anyway, respected elders and friends, to realize and understand our position, that who we are, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Allah is very, very kind, very, very merciful. Allah Ta'ala is extremely loving. But who will tell you? You won't just know about Allah. Because you are non-existent, you came into existence, you started getting some education, and you think, no, now I've got education, I'm a man of power, I got some authority. But Allah says, once upon a time, you are non-existent. We created you at what? One droplet of filthy, dirty sperm. That nutfa. From that nutfa, Allah Ta'ala made the material of our brains. Today, this brain which has got over 12 million cells, this brain is now manufacturing computers, microchips. This brain is manufacturing all different things in the world. And we get astonished what the West, what scientists have produced, what scientists have manufactured. We forgot who manufactured all the scientists, who created all the scientists. And scientists, whatever they want to manufacture, the more delicate the item, the more, so to say, technological advanced the item is, they want that type of raw material. Who made all those raw materials? Allah Rabbul Izzat had no raw material, didn't need raw material. Allah made the greatest machine in the world, Hazrat-e Insan. Hazrat-e Insan, from what Allah Ta'ala made us, we find the best machine Allah made from, so to say, the most useless material, one droplet of sperm. And then Allah Ta'ala says before that, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, that we created you from sand and water mix, mud. When mud touches your hand also, you feel awkward, you want to wash it. That what has touched my hand is dirty. We don't realize that is what Allah Ta'ala created us from. Our forefather, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was created from clay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we made his progeny come into existence with one droplet of nutfa, of sperm. And that sperm also is formed from the food that we eat, from the ground, etc. So that nutfa, Allah Ta'ala made the material of this brain, which this brain is working, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explains that this brain, every split moment, the messages that are going to the brain from the different parts of the body, 200 kilometers per second messages are going to the brains. And then at what speed the brain is working out calculations, that you must move in this way, you must move in that way, you must move. We think we're just driving and we're just moving and we applying brakes. No. You driving, the brain is working out calculations every split moment, every billionth of a second. At what speed, we can't imagine. All the scientists of the world weren't able to calculate. All the professors of the world weren't able to calculate. From what Allah Ta'ala made this brain? Min nutfa. From this droplet of semen. And then to protect this brain, Allah made this hard skull also. From that nutfa, from that same material, Allah made our hard skull. Then Allah Ta'ala made all the delicate organs in our body, which we don't even know how it is functioning. We are sitting here, our heart is pumping all the time. Our lungs are busy, our liver is busy, digestive organ is busy. We just moving around, we think, no, we are just walking around. Everything is moving only and solely through the Qudrat of Allah. And why also? Because Allah is Rahman. Allah is very, very merciful, very, very kind. And how will we understand the kind? How will we recognize Allah? How will we know how kind is Allah? فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mujaddidi Millat. And Hakimul Ummat means that great personality who Allah Ta'ala has given such in-depth knowledge. One is the knowledge of kitabs, and one is the noor of that knowledge. The noor of that knowledge comes from the heart. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how did they become Sahaba? They became Sahaba in the sohbat, in the company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The noor of Iman, the noor of Hidayat, the noor of Wahi that was in the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it got transferred. As Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. That, oh beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before we gave you Nabuwat, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابِ, you didn't know what is the Qur'an-i Kareem. You were looking for that path, oh Allah. All these people worshipping idols, it doesn't seem to me any. It is a terrible way of life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was burning and yearning that, oh Allah, I need that path. So Allah Ta'ala says, before this you didn't know what is Qur'an-i Kareem. The words of Allah Rabbul Izzat, walal iman, you didn't know the value of iman to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. Walakin ja'alnahu nuran nahdi bihi man nasha'u min ibadina. Allah Ta'ala says, we send it as a noor, directly. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the noor of the whole world. And in whose heart Allah puts His noor, noorun ala noor. You become noor. And wherever you walk, you'll be a light for people. You'll be guidance for people. And this is what is this Islahi Jalsa all about. The friends of Allah, the mashayikh, so to say, who's got this love of Allah, this noor of Allah in their heart,
They want all of us to get this. And this is what we all, this was the burning desire, the fikr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the fikr and desire we all should have, that first of all to cultivate it in our hearts also. Then we have to worry of our family, our relatives, our friends, and the entire ummah, even the ummah e Dawat who hasn't yet accepted Iman, Islam, we have to have fikr for them. Until the day of Qiyamah. So this nur, you won't just get it in the kitabs. Kitabs, you'll get the knowledge. You'll know how to, you'll know the etiquettes of namaz, how many rakats, etc. But so many of us, we get 100 in our papers also, we'll see. We know the fiqh off by heart, some of us. But we're still missing our namazes. Why? That nur, that power to push us to be obedient to Allah, that we don't have in our heart. This is that nur, that first of all, how can it come in that heart? That heart has to be clean, first of all. That is why it is called islah, tazkiyah, that heart has to be clean. So first of all, to realize our position, our honor, where we will get this, Hakimul Ummat has explained this ayat so beautifully, and he says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. You want to know about Rahman, how kind is Allah, how merciful is Allah, fas'al bi khabira. Jo ba khabar hai unse poocho. Allahu Akbar. Those who understand the Urdu language, which is so enjoyable, which is so sweet, and so much of ulum, explanation of tafsir, etc., is in the Urdu language. We should try and learn this language and see how much ulum, how much tafasir, all the hadith, how much our ulama have written. Then we'll see. So we should try and learn the Urdu language also. In this Urdu language, our Dada Sheikh, that is my Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, if a person understands Urdu and he hears the translation, he goes into a state of ecstasy. That jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, let's sit in their company, then you'll see the enjoyment. Then when you just get a glimpse of who Allah Ta'ala is, you don't want them to stop also. And they also can't stop because Allah is unlimited. Allah's mercy is unlimited. Allah's love is unlimited. There's no shores, and this is such a sickness. And this is the sickness we should be making dua for. That Allah give me that sickness of searching for your love. That when you get that sickness, it says, Juju dawaki bimari barti gai. As you treated the sickness, you went to the mashayikh, the spiritual doctors, you sat in their company open-hearted, that I want this to come into my heart. As you see, they speaking and the love of Allah is coming in your heart, you say, I hope it doesn't end. I hope it doesn't end. When is the next majlis? When is the next majlis? And this is how deen spreads. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they came to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the sohbat, the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nur penetrated into their heart. When that nur of iman came into their heart, Allahu Akbar, that love of Allah came into their heart, and the more close companionship they had, the more that nur penetrated their heart. That is why we find the Sahabi who had the greatest love for Allah, the greatest love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Ulama explain, what was this? It was not his knowledge. He didn't transmit so many ahadith as other Sahaba transmitted. He didn't learn so many ahadith. Shay'un wuqqira fi qalbi. There was something that was implanted in his heart. Where was it implanted? From the heart of Sayyidul Anbiya, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was implanted directly from Allah Rabbul Izzah. As Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say so beautifully, Allamani Rabbi fa'asana ta'limi wa'ajjabani Rabbi fa'asana ta'dibi. Allah Ta'ala taught me directly. And what great knowledge Allah gave me. What ulum Allah Ta'ala gave me. Uteen al-awwaleen wal-akhireen. Allah gave me the knowledge of the beginning and the ending. And Allah Ta'ala didn't only give me knowledge. Allah gave me tarbiyah. Allah gave me adab and etiquette. And Allah Ta'ala gave me character. That is why we understand and we learn. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. Knowledge and character has to go together. A person can be very, very knowledgeable. He's got a lot of ulum, but he's got no character. He doesn't know how to speak. He's abrupt. He's rude. He can be a great allama also. People don't want to sit in his. On the other hand, you can be very kind. You can have a lot of good character, soft-spoken, etc. but you don't have correct knowledge, you'll mislead lot of people. And you'll hook, line and sinker, you'll take lot of people on the wrong path. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the one hand said, who taught me knowledge? Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who taught my character? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent me here. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. And the other hand, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent not as a trader, I have been sent not as a agriculturer, I have been sent not as a scientist, although Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the knowledge of all those things. And if you find knowledge as far as dunya is concerned, to be a scientist and to be an architect, that is not knowledge, that is information, which keeps on changing all the time. Knowledge is absolute, which doesn't change. The first letter that came down, the alif of Allah, has never changed and it won't change till the day of Qiyamah. That is knowledge which has come directly from Allah. That is why you find in the Quran Sharif also, Allahu Akbar, as beautifully ulama have explained, Jami'ul ilmi fil Quran, lakin takasuru anwa hamir rijal. All the knowledge of the world is in the Quran Sharif also. But where can man's understanding encompass all the knowledge of Quran Kareem? Quran, like Allah, is unlimited. Quran Kareem is the speech of Allah, it is unlimited. And when you'll enjoy Quran Sharif, when the snoor of knowledge comes into your heart, the snoor of the marifat of Allah, the snoor of the azmat of Allah, of the muhabbat of Allah, when this start coming in your heart, then see the enjoyment. That is why, while we are students also, your heart takes to a person, you see, he reminds you of Allah. He's got the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life. You realize this is a sheikh of tariqah, he can connect me to Allah. Make your connection while you are a student. While you are a student, the love of Allah starts building in your heart. You enjoy reading your kitabs. You'll enjoy going for your dars. Otherwise, we're just waiting when it's chutti today. When it's off, when Maulana can say today there's no madrasa. When can we go to town? When you got that noor, and if you don't have that noor, you will just want to study to show people. We want to study to show our knowledge, etc. Allahu Akbar. One of our great pious personalities, Shah Ta'ullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, used to say so beautifully. And he was a great personality. Today in our times, we just wait when Maulana is going to stop Bayan. Bayan is too long. Soccer match, we don't worry, it stops. If it comes to null-null and there's 2 minutes left, we say we hope they don't score. There must be an extra time. Extra time also, we hope they don't score. There must be a replay. And we just want to end. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. This dunya is just play and tomfoolery. When we don't have the love of Allah, all these entertainments, we get enjoyment. But when you got the love of Allah, Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi used to start his bayan after Isha Namaz. It used to only finish Fajr then. And people used to sit and listen. And in during the course of the bayan, when Hazrat used to see sometimes people are, we are insan, we feeling a bit drowsy, we feeling a bit tired, Hazrat used to start reading Quran Sharif. And so beautiful he used to read. For example, Yasin Sharif, the tilawat, 45 minutes. And as he's reading, you can just see, Allah, as Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. What is the qualities of the true believers? إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when they are spoken about Allah, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts start tremoring, they start fearing that how great is my Allah, how am I going to stand in the court of Allah, is Allah happy with me? Today, just think, another day in our life has almost gone past. Today, did the thought come in my mind, is Allah happy with me or not? What am I doing, the way I'm sitting, the way I'm talking, the way I'm eating, is my Allah happy? This is this Islam all about. This is this connection that when the ayats of Quran are recited, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا. Iman increases. Today, sadly, the Quran Sharifs, they crying like orphans on the shelves that nobody wants to pick me up. And when we pick up Quran Sharif also, we don't get enjoyment in reciting of Quran Sharif. We don't get enjoyment in namaz. We don't get enjoyment in zikr. We say, what is the zikr now? Something new. These are nothing new. These are from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Allah Ta'ala says, that you want your iman to increase, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. One is when tilawat is made and you listening. Allah Akbar. Like in namaz, our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully that in namaz you should make niyat, oh Allah, I'm going to listen to Quran. And every letter I'll listen to, I'll be getting such a reward that will be increasing all the time in your account. Do we ever think of that niyat? We don't even think of that niyat. We don't even think sometimes in namaz that I'm standing in front of Allah. For who I'm making namaz? Just that this consciousness, this is what's called Islam. The consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The presence of Allah Ta'ala to come in the heart. Then see the enjoyment that a person gets all the time. He knows, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They put their firm trust in Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can cause me any harm. Nobody can give me honor, respect. What people say, that is their words. Real honor, respect is by Allah Ta'ala. So we will be worried, is Allah happy with me all the time? So Shah Ta'ullah Bukhari Rahmatullah used to say that those people who read Bukhari Sharif, what they don't have the nur of the love of Allah, the nur of ma'rifat in their heart, and they're reading Bukhari Sharif. And today, sadly, what a day has come in the ummah, that now any person goes onto the internet and is reading Bukhari Sharif. He picks up an English Bukhari Sharif, he wants to debate with people. And Allahu Akbar, where we are going to? We're going on the wrong road and we think we are big alamas. So we have to be alert and careful. He says, Be'if jo parchai Bukhari, atai Bukhar usko nahi aati Bukhari. That person who don't have the love of Allah, and he is reading lot of Bukhari Sharif, debating with people also. But in reality, what he will get? Atai Bukhar usko. He'll get headaches. He'll get fever. He won't get the true nur of Bukhari Sharif. The nur of the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one is to understand this, respected elders and friends. How we'll understand our position out of the mercy Allah Ta'ala has created us. That ba' jo ba' khabar hai. Those who know about Allah. Those who know, and so beautifully, one great pious personality, our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Mona Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, has put it in simple words for us. In our layman terms, he says, agar mitai chahe to kaha milega. Mitai walo se. If you want to buy sweetmeats, you can't go to a hardware shop. If you want to buy sweetmeats, go to a sweetmeat shop. Agar dood chahe kaha milega. Dood walo se. You want to buy milk, you can't go somewhere to a fabric shop where they're selling material. You say, I want milk. They say, your screws are loose. You want milk, go there. So, agar kebab chahe, you want nice kebab, sizzling kebab, where you go? Kebab walo ke paas, you go to them. So simply, agar Allah chahe, to kaha milega? Allah walo se. This is this whole gathering, this realization, and this field of Islam, this field which is called in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, Ihsan. In hadith of Jibreel, it is very, very clear that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to teach us our deen. And in three steps he taught that first he asked, what is Islam? That's just the outward picture. Let first the outward picture come, first enter into Islam. And then when you bring your Islam into your life, then you'll go to the next step, mu'min, mal iman, what is iman? Then you reach and carry on in the company of those who got strong and powerful iman, who are called the ulama-i rabbaniyin, the ahlullah. When you sit in their company, then you'll come to ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراه. That you start making ibadat of Allah, and ibadat is 24 hours. That all the time, whatever you're doing, am I obeying the command of Allah Ta'ala? Allah is what me, this consciousness today we see, we don't have it in us. And this is what we need. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought to the world. That Allah Ta'ala explained, very briefly I'll try and summarize and end off. That Allah Ta'ala explained that we made you the best of all creation. Outwardly we gave you control of the world, but that is not something big deal. We gave you knowledge of the world, we see even in the Quran Sharif about architecture, astronomy. Allah makes mention briefly about one, two ayats. But the main thing, what makes insan an insan, what makes this human being a real human being, Allah Ta'ala says, how to realize this? If a human being thinks he's just this outward body, this outward form, and you're only worried of this outward form of yours, today we are so worried of this outward form, and shaitan, that's his work, because he went astray, he did not worry about his inside, he just worried about the outside. He went astray. He didn't have the love of Allah in his heart. When you don't have the love of Allah, then you got too much chew and char. Why must we wear this? Why can't we wear that? Why must we do this? When you got the love of Allah, what my beloved ones, I submit wholeheartedly. I got no questions. Yes, you have to know if it's correct. And that you'll get from the man of Allah. They will teach us the right path. So shaitan made insan get caught up in this outward form. And he made insan feel that this outward form of yours, this is your reality. And like a poet says so beautifully, that that person is standing in front of the mirror. He's worried of this black spot on his face, that black spot. And he's using all different creams to try and remove all the black spots. He says, oh foolish man, you worried of that one black spot. There are 500 black spots in your heart you're not worried about. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a person commits one sin, a black dot covers his heart. If he doesn't make tawbah, istighfar, as sadly today we get enjoyment in sin. Whereas in sin, our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that maza ki baat ye ke guna mein maza hai nahi. A talk of real enjoyment, let me tell you, there's no enjoyment in sin. It's like a person, like children, when they small child, they like to play with their stool also. That baby likes to play with the stool, he even puts it in his mouth. Wallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned just few examples of sin. إِنَّمَا الْقَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِكْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says all these drugs, intoxication, gambling, womanizing, these are ricks. It's worse than filth, it's worse than stool, it's worse than urine. It's like a person putting stool on his body and you enjoy it. Wallah, when we get involved in sin, we are enjoying haram. And not only enjoying haram, we are in Jahannam. Imagine a person in Jahannam and he gets enjoyment. Is he any intelligent person? He is the most foolish person. Not only foolish, our Shaykh says so beautifully, he is not a stupid idiot. He is a person who doesn't have iman. He doesn't know the value of a human being. So today we see how shaitan has fooled us. We spend money to go to the gyms. We spend money on everything. People are overtraining to keep themselves fit. But our reality, the ruh, that Allah Ta'ala says, how we made you understand and realize that you are the best of all creation. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِي وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, the greatest favor we could do, it's on the whole creation. But from the creation, the best of all insan, only those insan will realize the greatest favor of Allah if their hearts are open up. And who Allah Ta'ala has sent, the greatest doctor Allah has sent for me and you, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And till today, the greatest doctor, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is alive in this country. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. When you go to Medina Sharif, the greatest majlis is the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all want to hear, this Shaykh came to my town, that Shaykh. When we go to Medina Sharif, as much time we can spend in Masjid Nabawi. And with this niyat, I'm sitting in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now, make dua, Ya Allah, that nur of iman, that love and kayfiyat of ihsan, let it penetrate in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ. Look at the love again, look at the stress again. Allah says, from all the bounties we have given you, which in one bounty Allah says, all your resources will get exhausted, you won't be able to count one bounty. But from all the bounties, the greatest favor I made upon, particularly the believers, why does Allah Ta'ala say believers? Because only believers will realize this. And then from the believers who take heed, who appreciate these spiritual gatherings, who appreciate the Ahlullah coming to our town, their fikr, their concern, we sit in their company, our heart opens, we click and we say, that is what is called the process of taking bayat also, that you put your hands on their hands, as Allah has mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, we're not going into that detail, there's no time now, how Sahaba put their hands and pledge allegiance that they want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's rahmat descends, your life will open up. You keep contact with the man of Allah, see, you realize that Allah Ta'ala says, what was the greatest favor? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't come to show the world, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says they were lost in deviation. Every type of evil you could think of in society was prevalent before Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this world. Every evil, men used to regard their women like the scum of the earth. They used to kill one another for small petty reasons, drink the blood of one another, eat any creature on the, or that's walking on the earth, and the worst things, gambling, womanizing, all that used to take place. How did Allah Ta'ala send His love and mercy to salvage men? Allah sent the greatest reformer, the greatest personality. And what was the work of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After he built Kaaba Sharif, today we love to build big masjids, mashallah. Very good, we should be building, but have it simple. We love to have our big madrasas, very good, they should be, and they should be more and more all the time. But what is the work of that madrasa? The building is not important, the work is important. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, yatlu alayhim ayati. The basics first, that we learn, taught us how to recite Quran Kareem. Quran, as I mentioned, is the noor of Allah. If we want that noor to come in our hearts, start teaching our children from small, tilawat of Quran Kareem. Correct our huruf, our tajweed, etc. So this is what is termed as the makatib, which we learn from here. This was Qari Nabuwwat, the responsibility of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to set up the makatibs in the world. And today we see all what is happening is all the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then what was the next stage? Now to get this understanding and to get this enjoyment of this noor, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam purified that heart. That heart that had become black with all the sin, that had become black with all evil. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam purified that heart. What the noor of tilawat of Quran, what good teaching us, good akhlaq. And in the company, that noor of iman that penetrated the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that heart became so pure. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, that Allah inna fil jasadi la mudgha, iza salahat salaha al jasadu kullu, wa iza fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu, ala wa hiya al qalb. That remember, this body, what is the reality of it? It's not just this body. In this body there's a piece of flesh, which is called the heart, and not the biological heart. The ruh that comes from Allah Ta'ala. This ruh wants to be connected to Allah. So if this ruh is correct, that is, it doesn't have spiritual diseases, anger, hatred, jealousy, fame, and we want to be known all the time, and we want to think we have pride, etc. We think we're somebody big, we don't say it, but we want all the time, all these things. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whole body will be rotten. Your eyes will be doing the wrong things. Your hands, ears will all be doing the wrong things. وَإِذَا صَلَحَتْ. If this piece of flesh is correct, your eyes will work correctly. You won't look at woman walking in the street. You won't look at woman on your mobile. You won't look at them on the billboards. You won't look at haram woman in the magazines. You'll realize Allah gave me this eyes to look at the path of Allah. Allah gave me this eyes to look at the beautiful skies, to look at my parents, to look at good things. Why should I spoil my eyes? The eyes is the door of the heart. So then a person, when you are yuzakkihim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked on the heart. The Sahaba who were lost once upon a time in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, Allah Ta'ala says, you want to measure your iman? Rijalun la tulhi. Measure your iman according to those men, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And see, have we got these our stars? Those are our guiding stars. So we have to get this purification of the heart. And where will we get this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us so beautifully, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ وَمَعْدَنُ تَقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That for everything there's a mine. When we talk of mine, then the small mine only thinks of gold mine, platinum mines, all the coal mines. If somebody say, I take you to the coal mine now, whatever part you take, that's for you. Our mouth will water. But all those minds you're going to leave behind. It's of no value. The real mind, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَمَعْدِنُ taqwa. The mind of taqwa, which is the love of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the obedience of Allah, staying away from the disobedience of Allah. Where is that? قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. The hearts of those who have recognized Allah. And wallah, today we have what a great personality. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Azmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazilul Ali, who's one of these great minds, who has recognized Allah. The love of Allah, like a burning fire in his heart, has come here to share this with us. Let us sit with an open heart after Maghrib also. And let us make this niyat, O Allah, purify my heart, make my Islah also. And when a person's Islah is made, wallah, then that person is an insan. Then he will go to become a believer. Then he will become Allah Akbar, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there'll be in his walking there'll be a hidayat. In his talking there'll be hidayat. In his sitting quiet there'll be hidayat.
Otherwise, like myself, respected elders and friends, when we walk, people want to run away. People want to move away from us. So much so, our Sheikh says, I'll just end up with this, that we, when we go home, we tell our wife that they made my tashkil go 40 days in Jamaat. She say, why 40 days? Go 4 months is better. Because when you hear, you just making a noise all the time. And we say, want to go khanka? She say, go. But when you go to the khanka, and you do your course of the marifat of Allah, of the zikr of Allah, Allah's azmat, muhabbat come in the heart, and now you go home, and now you tell her, hey, after a week, she sees, what? Is this my husband? He has changed. This man who I know used to just make a noise. This child who just used to make a noise. What a transformation. Now you come late from namaz, he'll ask you, where were you? We were waiting for you. So respected elders and friends, this is this whole Islah Ijtima all about, which is essential for every person. Every person to make our Islah is for us. And when you make your Islah, this reality will come. As Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, Nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become pious is the faraz of every person. To become hafiz alim is not faraz. MashaAllah, Mubarak. Whoever becomes hafiz alim, but if you don't become pious, we are missing the boat. So for this, we are very fortunate. As much as shukr we can make is still not enough. We should be grateful to our honorable illustrious Sheikh and all the mashayikh, and particularly to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all this out of the rahmat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how valuable these majalis are, how important this Islam is, and this has to carry on till our death. Only when we reach the qabr we'll know whether we were on the right path or not. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah. InshaAllah, as we heard, supper will be taking place now. We should proceed for supper. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.